This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Natalie, what will you bring to the Douglas Shire Council if you are elected?
Well, if I'm elected, I think the first thing is I bring a long-term commitment to the Shire. So although I was born and raised in Melbourne, big city, big smoggy city, I made the decision to move north over 23 years ago. I didn't like going to work in the dark. I didn't like going home in the dark. And I actually was nursing quite a broken heart at the time, so I went travelling. And I landed in Port Douglas in the year 2000, and I was only going to stay for 6 months. But after 9 months, I bought a house here. And that's it. I've been a ratepayer now for 19 years and a resident for 20. So I've got that long-term commitment. My partner's also lived here for 20 years as well. And my in-laws, his parents, just moved here a couple of years ago because they loved our lifestyle and they thought they'd like to have that as well. So in terms of, commitment, I know, what it is that gets into your soul when you arrive here and, it ultimately makes that decision to stay. So in terms of what I bring, 20 years of local tourism and business experience, and that's across hotels, retail, touring, restaurants, events, and most recently 7 years as general manager of the iconic Flames of the Forest product, Rainforest Dining Experience out in Mowbray, and also the well-known Locals Haunt, the Beach Shack Restaurant and Bar, which I managed again for 7 years. So I've got that local tourism business there and, a competency in managing small businesses. And when you manage a small business, like most of us would know that do here in the Shire, that is across sales, marketing, operations, human resources, contracting, finance. So you really have to have that whole package there. So that incredible amount of, tourism experience is something that I don't believe the other candidates have. And I believe it's of really great benefit to the Shire. I mean, to have a representative who's so well-versed in the operations and challenges and benefits of an industry that makes up nearly 80% of our economy. Be nice to have that conduit there, I think. Obviously, I bring a bit of a younger perspective. I don't feel young some days at 44 years old, but apparently I am. And an opportunity to represent a wider demographic of people in the Shire, particularly families who are still raising children. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old daughter and all of the challenges that come with raising a family in the area. So I believe that I can really advocate for families across, both basic services, provision of roads, collecting rubbish, public health, etc., through to championing the addition of age-appropriate infrastructure. When I moved to Port, where I bought my house was opposite a cane paddock, which is now known as Port Gardens and Ferndale Lake. So there was nothing there when I moved here. And friends and family, friends of mine who purchased land over there and built there went on to have children, but the facilities over there haven't grown up with their children. So we need to look at reinvesting and upgrading those things to include teenagers. Otherwise, they're going to get themselves into trouble, and we don't want that. So basketball, half courts, maybe a small pump track, so that sort of stuff. Many people don't know, and this was brought to my attention last week by a lovely gentleman in Mossman, that I have a really quite a unique understanding of our older generation. I had the privilege of spending my teenage years growing up in special accommodation and nursing home facilities, retirement villages. My mother is a geriatric nurse, has been over 40 years. My father's an accountant. And my first job in hospitality was for my parents, and I served the evening meal to up to 50 residents every night, which was an incredible experience for a 14-year-old to get to know people. And we served breakfast, lunch and dinner. And, of course, sherry in the sunroom at 5 o'clock in the afternoon was always very popular. And that allowed me to spend time with them and gain an understanding of the importance of locally based care facilities for the elderly, because they need to remain connected to their family and not have to move away. Other notes, I bring extensive experience in volunteer boards. I was very proud to sit on the St. Augustine's School Mossman Board while my children were students over there at the primary school. 6 years on Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree Board and 7 years as chair of Business Events Port Douglas, which was a marketing cooperative that really put out to the world, the value of having a high-yield business event in this destination. And as those of us in tourism know, business events are such a high-yield high-yield product, and they also then encourage repeat visitation. Sat on numerous boards and committees, but I also bring a really big understanding for the needs of domestic violence services in this area. I founded the biennial Women's Supporting Women Lunch, which we collect care packages for Ruth's shelter in Cairns. And I really hope one day that that lunch that we run will actually support a domestic violence shelter here in the Shire, so women don't have to leave their families and go down to Cairns.
Natalie Johnson, what will be your main focus on council if elected?
If elected, well, you know, the primary objective, I think, has to be meet all the key staff, familiarise myself with policies and procedures, things that I haven't been able to read on the DSC website, which I've trawled through, and deal with any standing orders that have backed up during the caretaker period. There are going to be quite a few, I'm sure. And then really dealing with the operational plan and the budget, absolutely the first things that we need to get right for the next 4 years. And they'll be the primary focus for all the councillors, I think. In terms of first year, as many people have heard me speak before, that includes the forward planning and delivery of basic services, so roads, public health, waste collection, focus on streetscape beautification. That's been a really big one, and that does tie into making sure we get our water security right. One of my big platforms has been upgrading the Port Douglas wastewater treatment plant. Currently, you know, we only use our recycled water on the Sheraton Grand Mirage and the Palmer Sea Reef golf courses. 30% of the water we use is for irrigation and pool top-up. So although we can't use that water for pool top-up, we could use it to beautify all of the green spaces in the Shire. The treatment plant to enable us to do that does have to be upgraded, so that would be an infrastructure project. But we would then be able to use that water on parks, playing fields, nature strips, you know, across the Shire if we put that infrastructure in, and then that will reduce the demand on our fresh water as well. And of course, one of my big bugbears is lobbying the state for inclusion of the Far North into the home water tank rebate scheme. It's something that South East Queensland have had the privilege of, and there is no reason why we can't have it here. You know, water security is a national issue. It's not just a South East Queensland issue. So that's a big one. Prioritising forward planning of maintenance and parks and playing fields. You know, as mentioned before, my link to families, you know, installation and upgrade of equipment suited to our diverse family demographic now, in particular children's water play facility in Port Douglas down near the surf club there, and those basketball half courts and pump tracks, barbecues, shaded seating, you know, getting families together, enabling them to go as a family and have all the facilities that they need to get out of the house and be part of the community. And then, of course, you know, continuing to lobby for as many grants as we can possibly wrangle out of the state and federal government. I say the more money, the better that we can get out of them. And, of course, working with private enterprise to advocate and support their efforts. You know, it was great at the Douglas Shire Business Expo. I got to talk to the mill guys about the bio precinct. I got to talk to the guys at the Botanic Gardens about how that's moving forward, and that's an incredibly exciting project for Mossman and for the tourism industry as well. And promoting the diversification of our, what are our two biggest economic drivers? You've got agriculture, tourism, which I've talked about, but looking at new opportunities, particularly, you know, my history is particularly with Indigenous tourism and the promotion of Indigenous tourism. Some of your listeners may not know, but only approximately 15% of people that visit Queensland as a whole, internationally and domestically, participate in an Indigenous experience. And that's just not enough. You know, that's absolutely not enough considering the incredible diversity and quality of Indigenous experiences that we have here. You know, we're already seeing some of our farmers diversify into other crops. Cocoa, Sweet Farm Tours has been a fantastic representation of that. We've got peanuts and, of course, those beautiful sunflowers that we've all been seeing in the fallow fields. And again, the opportunities that are going to come up with the bio precinct. You know, through my door-knocking activities, I've met with so many incredible locals and businesses. You know, you think you know a lot of people until you actually get out there and start talking to people. And I'm keen to really explore the idea of an Indigenous advisory committee, working with the three different clans here and having a male and female representative to work with council and consult with them, as well as a youth committee, and trying to get our kids involved from a young age rather than hitting them up at 18 saying, right, you must now enrol to vote and know exactly what you're doing. You know, the activities and things that happen in our Shire are relevant to our kids too, and I think they need to have a bit more of an input. Also working or continuing to work on the really exciting heritage strategy with the Historical Society, and I'd really like to investigate an email-based quarterly local newsletter using technology that I've used before, things like Silver Stripe, which then goes out to all residents and ratepayers and then has the ability to provide hard data back to council about open rates, bounce rates, subscribes, unsubscribes. And then that gives us a much better picture of what's going on in the consultation space. And finally, you know, I want our Shire to thrive, remain an independent managed region. We now don't have any debt. We've erased it. Cairns has got a whopping $121 million. So, you know, let's get some really good ideas and make informed and balanced decisions on what's best for our Shire.
Natalie, your final soapbox pitch.
We can start voting for me on March 16th when pre-poll opens. So there's a good one. That pre-poll will be open from the 16th in both Mossman and Port. So if you want to get in early, you can do that. Look, in terms of me, my pitch to you, 20 years resident experience, 19 as a ratepayer, exceptionally diverse business skill set, you know, as I said, company sales, marketing, ops, human resource management, and a really good understanding of finance. You know, that deep understanding of tourism. You know, I've been responsible for creative content, PR, advertising. I've been face-to-face with state and federal tourism bodies, as well as QTIC. So I've worked with these government bodies, and I still have that experience. You know, I excel in field of communication. I'm not shy to say what I think. And I've learned, you know, that communication skills enable me to build really great, long-lasting relationships on different levels. As I said, I'm not shy at all to advocate for our destination at every single opportunity that I have, whether that's in business or in tourism. You know, it's always important to remember that it's about the bigger picture, always about the bigger picture and getting that balance right for that bigger picture. And there is a huge cross-section of people in this Shire, and you need to remember to balance all of those decisions really well. You know, I've been part of the business community where we've had to navigate GFC, the viruses, tourism downturns, flooding events, legislation changes, fluctuating dollars. There's something every year that hits us all the time. And having that experience in this rural community, I think, is really a positive. Again, you know, I've got that younger, fresh eyes perspective and hopefully represent a wider demographic of our community. I would be the only councillor that's still raising children in the area, so understanding those challenges. And, you know, my desire to see small business really supported through basic council functions, you know, maintenance of paths to shopfronts. It's important that people can get to these businesses, whether that's a tourism business or a local business. And developing a really business-friendly attitude. You people have spoken to me about feeling that it's not a business-friendly environment and a streamlined administrative process. You know, as a small business manager, sometimes process used to drive me absolutely bonkers. I'd like to see more of it online. You know, I'm used to working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in the tourism industry. It's one of those industries, and, you know, council is no different. You have to recognise that and be really super prepared for that. You know, and I can't stress how important the ongoing preservation of our reef and rainforest assets are to our destination, to our desirability as a tourism destination. You know, sustainable tourism, the importance of sustainable tourism, particularly in our international markets of Europe, the US, the UK, New Zealand, is incredibly important, and we need to make sure that we are managing that really well. And, you know, I've been a team leader and a team player. I've even been a team coach and a team umpire at junior netball, which sometimes I think is more competitive than council. If anyone's ever managed a junior netball team full of 13-year-olds, it can be quite brutal. You know, and finally, whilst I recognise that the primary functions of council are roads, rates and rubbish, and there's been a lot of discussion about that, and the role of a councillor is to ensure that these things are being delivered, but it's also the role of a councillor to employ a higher level of strategic thinking to ensure, you know, the day-to-day operations of council and the long-term delivery of council services and infrastructure are delivered, you know, not just today or next week, but actually 10, 20, 30 years down the track.